Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We meet at 6:30. We have children's clubs that meet on Wednesday night, and of course, always a fully staffed nursery as well for the little ones. And the teens on up, we're in the auditorium. We have some great singing, and we have a prayer guide we look at that we hand out to each one and help us with our prayer time. We have a missions letter that's read every Wednesday night, and then we have a study of God's Word. It's always just seems to be what we need right in the middle of the week. And I hope you can come out and join us tonight at 6:30 right here at Bible Baptist Church. And of course, we'll look forward to Sunday, kind of a Thanksgiving Sunday, the Sunday right before Thanksgiving. We'll have a wonderful time both morning and evening. That's 9:30, 10:30, and then 5:30. On Sunday evening. And then next week, we won't meet on Wednesday, right before the day before Thanksgiving. We'll move the Wednesday service to Tuesday. And we have a special worker appreciation service. We have so many, many folks that are involved serving the Lord here at Bible Baptist Church. And once a year, we just take a service and we honor them and talk about them and try to reward them a little bit. We know the real reward comes when we see the Lord, but we try to give honor to whom honor is due. And so we want to recognize those who serve faithfully in the ministries here at Bible Baptist Church. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, 2 Kings chapter 13. 2 Kings chapter 13. An interesting story here that you may not be so familiar with, where the Bible says in verse 14, chapter 13, verse 14, "Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness, whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, Take bow and arrows. And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, Put thine hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, Open the window eastward. And he opened it. And Elisha said, Shoot. And he shot. And he said, The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek, till thou hast consumed them. And he said, Take the arrows. And he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, Smite upon the ground. And he smote thrice, and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him, and said, Thou should have smitten five or six times. Then hadst thou smitten Syria till thou hadst consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. And then down to verse 25. And Jehoash, the son of Jehoaz, took again out of the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, the cities which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoahaz, his father, by war. Three times did Joash beat him and recover the cities of Israel." Well, Elijah's about to die. It says he's sick of the sickness that eventually will take his life. And, of course, a great prophet of God, man of God, Joash was the king. And he makes a special trip to see Elisha on his deathbed. And he wants advice from Elisha before he dies. And, of course, Elisha gives him some advice. He says, get some arrows. And then he said, shoot an arrow out the window to the east. That was towards Syria, which was the bitter enemy of Israel. And so as the custom was, you in those days, when you wanted to fight an enemy, you would shoot an arrow toward the enemy, and you'd be saying, we intend to fight you. We intend to fight you, and we intend to beat you. And then Elisha tells him, we'll take the other arrows and shoot them into the ground. And what he's saying is, you'll bring Syria to the ground. But you know what the king did? He only shot three times. Three arrows, one arrow, two arrows, three arrows, done, stopped. Elisha, the Bible says, was wroth. He got mad. By the way, there's times a preacher ought to get mad. We ought to get mad at sin. We ought to get mad at the devil. Ought to get mad when the sin prevails and when people don't yield to God. Oh, my friend, he only shot three arrows. And he said, okay, you're only going to win three battles over Syria because you only shot three arrows. You could add complete victory. You could have captured them forever. You could have had victory after victory after victory after victory. but now you won't. He should have fired the whole quiver, shouldn't he? Now, let me give some lessons from this incident here with Joash and Elisha. Number one, Joash did not completely obey. Elisha had told him, shoot all the arrows, and he only shot three. Consequently, some young men are going to die in battle. Blood is going to be shed because of the king's disobedience. Heartache, death, sorrow is going to come because he did not fully obey. You see, the only obedience is complete obedience. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Naaman learned that, didn't he? When the leper came to be healed, and Elisha said, his servant went out to meet him, and he said, you go dip in the Jordan seven times. Well, he didn't like that. He was upset about that. But you know what he did? He completely obeyed, and his skin became smooth and soft as a baby's skin. You see, we learn to obey. That's why the first thing after salvation is baptism. Why? It's obedience. Just obey the Lord. That's all. And God is teaching us that the way of the Christian life is obedience. And so we want to obey. Complete obedience. Why did Saul lose the kingdom? Partial obedience. He was told to utterly destroy everything of the Amalekites, and he kept back the best of things. So it wasn't Saul's intentions, but it was disobedience. It wasn't Samuel's instructions, it was Saul's disobedience. So listen, my friend, the first lesson is this: do what God tells you to do. You'll never go wrong saying yes to the Lord. And do all that God tells you to do. Complete obedience. Secondly, I see that little things are important. You see, Joash had no idea what rested on that one deed that he did. I mean, hundreds, possibly thousands, are going to live or die. There's going to be war or peace depending on what he did. And so we learn something: no matter what it is we're doing, let's do it right. I mean, who knew that little boy when he gave his lunch to Jesus that day of 5 loaves and 2 fish? Who knew that we'd still be talking about him 2,000 years later? When the widow lady went to the synagogue that morning and cast in her 2 mites, she didn't know Jesus and his disciples were watching, and that 2,000 years later, she'd still be being talked about. Sunday morning, San Antonio, Texas. A young boy came to Sunday school. Oh, he came for a few weeks. He was a little bit of a problem. So when he didn't come back after a few weeks, nobody visited. No one went to give him the gospel. And that little boy never came back to church. But he grew up to be a man. His name? Saran Saran. The one who assassinated Bobby Kennedy. That Sunday school teacher, whose class that little boy was in, didn't realize he could have changed history. Oh, I'm saying, whatever task it is that you do for the Lord, do it well. The Bible says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Give it your best. Give it your best, Sunday school teacher. Give it your best, children's church worker. Give it your best, bus worker. Give it your best, those of you who usher, sing in the choir. Whatever it is that you're doing. Listen, prepare well. Pray. Visit your class. You never know. You might be saving this world from a future murderer or rapist or drunkard. But you also might have in your midst a preacher, an evangelist, a missionary, a Dwight Moody, a John Rice, a Jack Hiles, a Billy Sunday. Who knows? There's no little tasks. There's no little jobs. If it's God's work, it's a big work, and it's an important work. Husbands are going to be killed. Sons are going to be killed. Families are going to be broken because a king thought 3 arrows was enough. Shoot all your arrows. Oh, empty the quiver. Give every task your very best. Third lesson I want us to glean from this: there's no victory unless it's complete victory. You see, I don't just want victory 3 times. I want victory all the time. We sing the song, Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Onward, Christian soldiers. The wording goes from victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. And so if the enemy is music, listen, break the CDs. Break the, get rid of the listening list you've got on your listening device there, whether it's an iPod or iPad or whatever they have to listen to now. Change it Change those preset things on your radio in your car. Listen, you've got to make the break. You want complete victory. If it's lust, then if you have to get rid of the television, get rid of it. You have to stay away from movies, stay away from movies. You don't walk down the aisle with the magazine rack in it. Don't get the phone on your the internet on your phone. Get a flip phone that's just a phone. But get victory. If you got liquor, pour it down the drain. Get rid of it. Don't keep it in the house. You see, America shot all the arrows in World War II and the communists were dead. America shot all the arrows in Vietnam. If we'd have done that, we'd have won that war. We shot all the arrows in the 92 Gulf War, and we took care of Saddam Hussein. I don't know about you, my friend. I don't want partial victory. I want complete victory. I want to experience what that song says, from victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. I want to face God one day and say, God, listen, I shot all the arrows. I did everything that you told me to do. God is telling us, do it right. Do it with zeal. And do it completely. When I meet Jesus, I don't want to still have arrows in the quiver that I never fired. I want to meet Jesus with an empty quiver. I want to do what pleases him. You gotta shoot all the arrows. So what do we learn here from this lesson that God recorded for us in the scripture? Completely obey. Completely obey. Partial obedience is disobedience. And then little things are important. You see, because Jesus said, if you're faithful in that which is least, then you'll be faithful in that which is much. And then there's no victory unless it's complete victory. And I want complete victory in my Christian life. Victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. An empty quiver. When you meet Jesus, let's have all our arrows fired, all right? Let's not go with any arrows left in the quiver. All right. Well, listen, have a great Wednesday. Look forward to seeing some of you in the church service tonight. And we're looking forward to a wonderful midweek service as we move on through here the month of November and push closer to Thanksgiving Day coming up a week from tomorrow. And Lord willing, tomorrow on the broadcast, we'll talk a little bit about principles of faithfulness. Faithfulness. Boy, that's a rare word anymore in these days, but boy, it's so vital and so important to be faithful. The faithful man shall abound with blessing, the Bible says. What a joy, what an honor to God only requires faithfulness, but then he rewards us for being faithful. It's quite an amazing thing, and we'll look forward to spending some time with that tomorrow, all right? Now, I do remind you, if you have a prayer request or a blessing you'd like to share, send me an email, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or call the office, 614-875-2190. On our website, you can pick up past programs of this broadcast, as well as sign up for our daily email, daily encouragement, just some scripture verses and a song that you'll enjoy each morning in your inbox. And you can also donate there if you'd like to help with the expenses of the radio. Thanks for being there. Thanks for listening. Thanks for praying for Words to Encourage Radio. I appreciate it very much. Look forward to hearing from you. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.